بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To start off today's session, I wanted to read some hadith to you. The first of the hadith, Talha رضي الله تعالى عنه, he reports that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, apart from the day of the Battle of Badr, there is no day on which the shaitan is seen to be more humiliated, more rejected, and more depressed, and more infuriated than on the day of Arafah. All of this is only because of his beholding of the abundance of descending mercy on that day and Allah's forgiveness of the great sins of his servants. This is recorded by Mishkat al-Masabih. Aisha radiallahu anha reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees more souls from the fire of hell than on the day of Arafah. This is narrated by Sahih Muslim. In another hadith, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best dua, the best supplication that you can make is the one on the day of Arafah. The best dua that you can make is the dua on the day of Arafah. Now, having said all of this, when people go for Hajj, one of the things that I noticed is that a lot of them find themselves with this huge amount of time. They've come on this journey. It takes probably 2 weeks that they're going to be from the beginning of the journey till the end. All that time they spend like sitting down. Sure, there's times when they make dua, but a lot of them find themselves not knowing what to do and what to say. So people prepare their passports, they prepare their immunizations, they prepare their documents, they go to the airport, they do all of that. But when you ask them, have you prepared to make dua? The answer is no, they haven't. They haven't prepared their time to make dua. And this is what this assignment is about. This is the massive, the mother of all dua lists that you've ever made, inshallah ta'ala. And I'm going to help you write that out, inshallah. The first assignment, what I'm going to do is, you know, normally, or what you found in the Ramadan dua list, we had a specific dua we were making in Ramadan time. Now here for this, I don't want you to put anything back. I want you to go full force and write down as much and as you can about what you want to make dua for when you go for Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. Of these things, these are, if you want to start getting your pen ready, and you'll also find this in the assignments, these are some things to get you triggered of what you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And of course, this is in no way limiting it, but inshallah ta'ala, it's only starting you off on the things that you can make dua for, inshallah ta'ala. So some of those things that you want to be making dua for is in regards to your iman. What do you want to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for in regards to your iman? Something like your health and your energy, for your good health and the health of your family and the health of your spouse and so on and so forth. In regards to your hereafter, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who go for Hajj, they make dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Meaning that, oh my Lord, give us good in this world and give us good in the hereafter and save us from the fire of hell. So there's nothing wrong in praying for things from this life. And of course you should be making dua for things in the hereafter as well. Some people, they only focus on things of this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are people like that. And because they're only focused on the dunya, they have nothing waiting for them in the hereafter. So what a believer should be doing is making dua for both, for the good things of this life and the good things of the hereafter. Some other things that you want to be making dua for are things in regards to your family, or your finances, or your emotions, or your spouse. I know a lot of people, they're making dua when they go for Hajj, either to get married, or they're making dua to bless them and increase them in their marriages. With regards to children, making dua that Allah bless you with children, or if you have children, protecting them and saving them from the punishment of hellfire, entering them into paradise, making dua for your business or your career, your social life, things like your education, making dua for your community and the ummah at large. All of these things you want to start getting into your mind and start writing them down. So this is your assignment, inshallah ta'ala. Step number one, you're going to take the list, and inshallah ta'ala you can see the link to get your creative juices flowing, and just start writing and writing and writing. The question you should have in your mind is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked me to ask whatever I want and He will give me, what would I ask for? And the amazing thing is that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. He calls His servants to Hajj, and you will be going inshallah ta'ala and ask them to ask from whatever they wish. And so now's the time to prepare your dua list. the massive Hajj du'a list so that when you go inshaAllah ta'ala, you won't waste any time, you'll know exactly what to make du'a for inshaAllah ta'ala. Right? So, click on the link and start getting your creative juices flowing. What I want you to do is try to make a list that's no less than 16 pages. 16 pages of du'a. Okay? Because when you go for Hajj, a lot of people, they buy these du'a books that are in Arabic or it's in a different language that you might not even understand. Why would you want to go for Hajj saying a du'a that you yourself don't understand? And a lot of those du'a books, they're not even the du'a of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was some other guy in some other country who wrote out the du'a. It's his du'a list and it's just general du'a. You want to make du'a coming directly from your heart. So make sure that your list is no less than 16 pages, inshallah ta'ala. Step number two, after you make this list, I want you to rewrite it on some, either small index cards, or, you know, maybe get yourself a little small notebook that you can easily carry around with you during Hajj. You want to take this to Arafah, you want to take it to Muzdalifah, you want it to be with you in Tawaf, so it has to be something that can easily be carried in your hand, or carried in your pocket or something like that. Write it out nicely, so that when you go for Hajj, inshallah ta'ala, you can easily review it and recall it. You also want to make sure that you're familiar with this du'a list. Because there will be times where maybe the list won't be with you, and you don't have to read it from the book. You'll be able to raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recall it as much as you can, just off the top of your head, inshallah ta'ala. I've done this Hajj program before, and some people said that out of all the different Hajj coaching sessions, this is the one that made one of the most fundamental differences. Because when you go for Hajj, you'll see other people who have not prepared their du'a list, and they will be sitting there not saying anything and wasting the valuable time in Arafah, the valuable time in Tawaf. Alhamdulillah, you would have your 16 pages at least at your fingertips, and you'll be able to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hours and hours and hours and hours. For this session, I also wanted to give you kind of like a little bonus tip. And it's something that I did when I was teaching young kids in an Islamic school. I told them to make their own Hajj du'a list. And what I did is I folded all their papers and sealed them, and I told all of them that I wasn't going to open it until I got to Arafah. So I told them, put whatever du'a you want to put in there, and inshallah ta'ala, when I get to Arafah, I'll open your letters and I'll make du'a for you, inshallah ta'ala. And that's something beautiful. If you have family members that are telling you, make du'a for me, for example, it's something creative and beautiful. Tell them, you write your own du'a list, your Hajj du'a list, and inshallah ta'ala, they should keep it short because you're going to be reading, inshallah ta'ala, and then take it with you to Hajj, and in a special moment in Hajj, whether it's in Arafah or somewhere else of the most amazing and beautiful places on earth, you open up their letters and make du'a for them, inshallah ta'ala. With best wishes to see you have an accepted Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. This is Muhammad al-Sharif for Hajj Coach. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.